This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tonight, the question I get asked the most now in this past week really has been, what's going on with the fires in California? So many of us are watching in horror, especially with the campfire, the California Inferno. Crazy. The death toll has risen to 63. They're saying it could be that 600 plus are missing. Can you imagine? Here we are coming up on a holiday and you have 600 people missing. And I hope some of those people are alive. But the fear is, how many is that number? How many are not with us any longer? And it's going to take a long time to dig out from this, because people are just even barely going back to see. They're putting the fire out. They're barely going back into neighborhoods to see if their houses are left, etc. And the stories are so sad, how they're finding the bodies and, you know, whatnot. And that's in Northern California. But in Southern California, it's a little bit different situation. I'm going to get you caught up to date on that. Hi, everyone. So once again, we're diving right into this here on ATN. Hundreds of rescue people. I love that so many people are there trying to help. Let's help. What can we do? How can we check? You got National Guard troops, coroners dressed in white overalls, sifting through smoldering rubble, basically, and because they might be able to find something. And they're checking mangled cars. They're searching for human remains. That's what they're doing. They're searching. Seven sets of remains were discovered just this morning. You look at the view of Paradise, California from the air, some of the aerial shots, and it looks like a movie set, a horror set is what it looks like. You've got names that you're trying to check off and missing people, that whole thing I talked about. And this hard-hit town is just ash and debris, and it was beautiful. As you've heard, Dan in Texas called us. Have you missed that call? He's got a family member that's missing. And he spent lots of time up there and talked about the property and how beautiful it was. And boy, oh boy, and we keep hearing those kinds of stories from more and more people. And, you know, the search area is wide. It's spread out. And that's the deal. They're trying to figure out, did some people sort of escape and then they got caught? And that's part of it. They're finding where they believe people were running. There was a story of a guy in his 60s that was going back to find, you know, to his mother-in-law's house, and was searching through the remains of the house and just was so choked up. Somebody would try to tell his story and he could barely talk. And this is not just the relatives. These are the other people who are out there looking, feel the same way. And what you have is you've got these short-term situations where you have tents that are popping up. You've got so many people that had to be evacuated. And you have 9,600 firefighters that are out trying to fight this thing. And then on top of all of that, adding to the misery, for evacuees, they think there's an outbreak of the norovirus at a shelter in Chico. They're waiting to confirm that. Because imagine, you have so many people on top of each other that are revolving in and out of places. Awful. In Southern California, it's the Woolsey Fire. We had my best bud Annie on the show. I was just there in Thousand Oaks 8 weeks ago. Beautiful area, too. Where you're up on the hills and you see a different side of Los Angeles. And it was really the first time I had spent any time up there. And the Woolsey Fire just would bubble up all over the place. And trying to put it out was terrible. So the fire has killed at least two people in Malibu. They're trying to determine whether a third person found in a burned home in Agoura Hills died as a result of that fire. So they have their own problems, but nothing human-wise, remains-wise, all of that that they've had to deal with up north is nothing like the Woolsey Fire is much different. But it's burned 98,000 acres, destroyed 500 structures. It's 62% contained. And the good news is they've got better weather that's coming up for the firefighters. So if you looked at California as a whole, more than 230,000 acres burned. You know, put this in perspective, and someone did this for me. That's larger than a couple of cities. That's larger than Boston and Chicago combined. And they have to be exhausted. But the whole idea is, how can we get out here? How can we save people? How can we figure out what happened? You know, what is it that we can do to help the situation? And you see, you really have to admire that. I've always said that. And when I was in television news, I spent a lot of time with firefighters. I would be out doing live shots and talking to people because I was in New Mexico, and it seemed like Santa Fe was always, outside of Santa Fe, they were always having problems with fires. And I really got to see a whole different side of what that is like. And the brotherhood, and maybe the sisterhood too, because now there's women that are certainly in the fire departments, and what they go through and sacrifice to do what they do. And you can totally see that on display in California. I mean, you totally see it. And isn't it interesting? You have that happening in California. And then on the other coast, what do you have? The winter storm blast in the Northeast. So ice storm, major snow pummeling the Northeast. There's lots of people traveling. And airline travel is going to be rough. School districts are going to close. I mean, old man winter is slamming in hard. Power outages, all that stuff that you can normally expect. So traveling through the Virginias, the, you know, West Virginia, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, it's going to be troublesome in some areas, depending on where and how much of that weather, you know, how much of that snow, etc., all of that falls. But welcome to winter. Welcome to a turn in what happens in weather. This is it. We're on. Speaking of being on, it's a hand recount that's been ordered in the Florida race. The Florida elections officials said on Thursday a hand count of the ballots in that race between U.S. Senator Bill Nelson and the Republican challenger, Governor Rick Scott. Nelson trailed Scott by about 12,600 votes, or less than 15%, of course, way less. They decided, well, you know what, we're going to count. This is what we're going to do. So that means hand count, and people are going to have to get ready for that, because under state law, the Florida Department of State has to trigger a manual recount if an election recount of ballots finds a margin of victory less than 0.25% in the race. So that's what the deal is. That's what happened, and they're going to have to do it. They're going to have ballots from as many as 5,000 people across the state who submitted ballots by mail that were rejected by the election peeps. Yeah. Mm. And they've got something similar going on in Georgia. A Georgia federal judge issued a similar ruling. The state worked to resolve that close governor's race. They wanted to get that done because there's a lot of back and forth going on there. There's got to be an easier way, right? I keep saying that, but there has to be an easier way. All right, stay with us here on America Tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
2, 3, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When the big black car said, look this way, he said,
all right, we're into it. Big time movies. If you could only hear what we're saying off the mic, my conversation with Andy, we both are beasts when it comes to watching movies when we find something that we like, which is perfect because if we go to the movies right now, there is a movie called Fantastic Beast. Take a listen.
Hello, Tress. What's that?
A safe house in Paris.
Why would I need a safe house in Paris?
Should things at some point go terribly wrong, it's good to have a place to go. You know, for a cup of tea.
My brothers, my sisters, the clock is ticking fast. My dream, we who live for truth, for love, the moment has come to take our rightful place in the world where we wizards were free. Join me.
Or die.
The wizarding and non-wizarding worlds have been at peace for over a century. Grindelwald wants to see that peace destroyed.
You want me to hunt him down? To kill him?
Dumbledore, why can't you go?
I cannot move against Grindelwald. It has to be you.
You don't suffer from motion sickness, see?
I don't do well on boats.
You'll be fine.
power you need. You do not seek power. You simply ask, is the thing right? The time is coming when you're going to have to pick a side.
No, I don't do sides.
What are you going to do?
I think it's nothing.
You never met a monster you couldn't love.
Let's take him.
That's your brother?
I think that might have been the best moment of my life.
So Fantastic Beasts, it's a sequel. J.K. Rowling, man, this woman when her wizardry world just gets bigger and bigger. And this is opening wide in theaters now. It is the second of five planned spinoffs written by Rowling. And, of course, it's darker and a different kind of film. It intertwines eras of the Potter mythology and has kind of a more relevant villain, that sort of thing. And it has an audience, and I guarantee Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, will do very, very well. We move from the Beast to what could be very funny, called Instant Family, this movie.
I love what you two are doing with this house, but what are you going to do with five bedrooms? You guys are obviously never having kids.
What was that look?
I did not do a look.
You're doing a look right now.
There's no look.
Have a good fight, guys.
There's so many kids in foster care, and they're having an orientation.
Ellie, people who take in foster kids are really special. The kind of people who volunteer when it's not even a holiday. We don't even volunteer on a holiday.
Over a 500,000 children are currently in foster care. The county puts these on because they can match a lot of kids and parents quickly.
Look at the big kids.
Everybody's avoiding them. I'm going to go and say hi.
But they're teenagers, okay? They use drugs, and they watch people playing video games on YouTube. We're not equipped for any of that.
Hi! Just FYI, we can all hear you. Okay, go mingle with the kiddies and don't give it another thought. Bye-bye. She was cool.
Lizzie comes with two younger siblings.
Three kids? Too much.
Oh,
my God.
They're adorable.
Why would you show us that? That's wrong.
Here we are.
Make yourself at home, because you're at home.
Do you like the Clippers?
Oh, I'm more of a Lakers fan. Oh, no!
You hit me because I like the Clippers.
I think the Clippers are awesome. They were smart for trading Blake Griffin. The best player.
But I don't want it!
We might have a little bit of a knack for this.
I beg to differ.
This stuff takes time. Lizzie, yeah, to parent wantedly to all by herself.
This
is never going to be easy, but with some structure and love, you could make your house a home.
Lizzie!
We love you. Please go away.
But I'm pissed. You know what I like to do?
Really?
All right, let me text her, okay?
Thanks, Daddy.
I just got my first daddy. Oh, what the?
You suck. Put some of that. Hey, honey, can I help you with anything?
No.
What are you doing to my phone?
Look at what this boy texted her.
Is this a kid, Jacob? Hey, I saw the picture you sent her, Jacob.
You're lucky I'll end your life right now, Carrot Top.
We're going to call your mom.
You're going down today.
So what do you think of that, Jacob?
My name is not Jacob.
What? Okay.
All right, so you get it. They want to start a family. Pete and Ellie go to foster care, and it gets a little crazy. I like the actors that are cast in this. Mark Wahlberg, Rose Byrne, Octavia Spencer is in it. It looks to be like a really fun flick, and I don't find an audience, even in streaming. It's a comedy. It's PG-13. And finally, this one, not a comedy, it's more about revenge. It's called Widows.
You have no idea, do you? Or did you choose not to know? Your husband stole $2 million from me. This is about my life. This is about my life. And because it's about my life, it now becomes about yours.
family's been involved in Harry's life for many years. I need help.
I don't see what I can do.
Our husbands aren't coming back. We're on our own. My husband left me the plans for his next job. All I need is a crew to pull it off.
Why should we trust you anyway?
Because I'm the only one standing between you and a bullet in your head.
That's what I've learned from men like your late husband and my father. Is that you reap what you sow.
Let's hope so. This is for guns.
Guns? From where?
Figure it out.
This whole thing goes wrong. I want my kids to know that I didn't just sit there and take it. I did something.
Now, the best thing we have going for us is being who we are.
Why?
Because no one thinks we have the balls to pull this off.
All right, you gotta love that. Turmoil, upset for women with nothing in common except for debt left behind by their husband's criminal activities. They decide they're gonna plunge in and take fate into their own hand. Rated R. This is 2 hours and 9 minutes long. This is without everything else that you get at the movies, the previews, etc. Viola Davis is in it. Liam Neeson's in it. You got a lot of big actors actually that are in this. Michelle Rodriguez and other people that you would recognize. The director is Steve McQueen. To make it was like $40,000 to make this movie, and it's a female driven heist film. Will that attract an audience? I think it's interesting. I do. I think it's interesting. If it doesn't find it on the big screen, I definitely, Viola Davis has especially a big following. I think it absolutely finds a spot in the streaming world. You know, so in other words, when it goes to paying for it streaming wise. But I think it'll do okay. I think it'll at least recoup that budget and maybe a little bit more than that. All right, hang with us. More coming your way next on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I think I'm doing a great job. We have the best economy we've ever had. We would have been in war with North Korea if, let's say, that administration continued forward.
President Trump sits down with host Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday and is asked to give himself a grade.
I would give myself an A+. Is that enough? Can I go higher than that?
The president says he's planning on shaking up his cabinet. The move is word White House Chief of Staff John Kelly could be out.
We get along well. There are certain things I love what he does, and there are certain things that I don't like that he does that aren't his strength.
The other person who could be out of a job, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as the president doesn't think she's been tough enough on the border and immigration issues.
I like her very much. I respect her very much. I'd like her to be much tougher. on the border.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span, but they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, really thrilled to be here with someone who knows people and knows culture. I'm going to say that just having met her and had this like amazing conversation with her. Her name is Anne Rhodes. People Inc. is the company she is the president of. But think of flying and think of Southwest Airlines, Herb Kelleher, who blew my mind when I met him. I was like, I wanted to work on this man. Forget television. I don't need to be in radio and TV. And then, of course, one of the founders of JetBlue. And if you look at the back of her card, so you're all there in radio and this is theater of the mind, you would see Built on Values. Oh, that is killer, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah, what a great title for a book, Creating an Enviable Culture. Gee, does that remind you of any companies like Southwest Airlines and
yes.
JetBlue? Creating an Enviable Culture. That outperforms the competition. We're at the Great Game of Business annual gathering of games conference in Dallas. Anne Rhodes is one of the speakers, and I should be more specific, the keynote speakers. That's an important distinction. Anne, thanks so much for joining us here. Thanks for joining us here at the conference. And first of all, welcome, and tell us about the book, and then go back in history to tell us how Southwest and JetBlue and other experiences you've had have helped you create the book and the movement that you're part of.
Well, thank you, and it's great to be here. And it's great to be part of the Great Game of Business Conference because I totally love what Jack Stack started in terms of a movement in the early 1990s, late 80s. And actually, I brought Jack to Southwest, and that's when we started incorporating a lot of what the Great Game of Business has as a premise. In other words, transparency and all the types of things that make for great organizations and, at the end of the day, great performance.
Yes.
But my history is with Southwest. I ran the people department because Herb and I couldn't stand inhuman resources and we couldn't spell personnel. So we called it people. We were one of the first.
Which is probably a much more accurate term anyway,
it is.
Right?
It's so simple.
People, right?
Right.
And so you really, there was really a movement with Southwest because the commercials, the way the flight attendants dressed, the attitude, I mean, you really paved the way. Still today, that's what people talk about with Southwest, and then that carried over to JetBlue, so you can see that. What was it like turning that into a culture, though, when they didn't have that before?
Well, actually, I got there after it started. So Herb had been there for a number of years, and once he came, the great new culture was defined, which was much more employee-centric. centric and customer centric, but employee centric in particular. When I came, he asked me to put in a new hiring model because they were growing so fast. And I came out of banking, believe it or not, met him because he was on the board of the bank I was on, and he said, "Honey, you got to come work for a real company." It was really funny. So I came to work for Solid.
Talk about a culture shift, though, from banking to not just, I mean, maybe it wouldn't be that big of a change from banking to airline, but from banking to Southwest. I mean,
oh,
it could not be more
different.
It was
a shock. Yeah. It took about 3 minutes for me to fall in love with it, though. It was great.
So you actually told us a story about Southwest and the impact of the ideas of great business that impacted it down to the peanut.
Right.
And just tell us that so people really understand how fundamentally powerful this can be.
So after Jack came and talked to us about how, now you have to know Southwest already had profit sharing. So we had some things in place that Jack promotes and I totally believe is part of why they get the performance they have. But they have to get people engaged. So to get them engaged, telling them more about the numbers, even though we were a public company, was critical. So we started talking to our people about the numbers that they can relate to. So how much a bag of peanuts costs, 6 cents, and how much literally a day of health care cost, and we related it to 6 packs of beer because it was Southwest. So we started translating so that people would look at their health care bills and make sure that they were accurate. We started doing things to get them engaged in controlling costs. It was incredible. 1 year we saved almost 15% on some of the hospital costs because they had a lot of bills that actually had things that were not accurate in terms of what they had received. So we actually got them more engaged in the numbers. And then I went into DoubleTree Hotels and we started telling them what every piece of equipment cost. You would not believe the response. It was incredible.
I bet. So now, having done that, lived through it, really excelled at it, when you look at business today, what do you see as the weak spots and what can be improved?
I think leaders sometimes are hesitant to tell employees, for instance, when they're not doing as well, when in fact I think they need to know. And employees should know exactly what's going on financially because that's how you get them engaged. Today's environment, millennials, they want to participate. One of the main things about them is they want to have impact and they want to participate immediately.
Well, I think they also want they want transparency.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
And so at JetBlue, the first day you come to work, you spend the entire day learning how we calculate the numbers, the entire day, and guess who tells you? The CFO. Guess who spends the other half of the day telling you the values and the behaviors that are acceptable at that organization, and that's how we create this culture of behaviors around the values that is critically important for our success. They told us we would never survive. They told us that JetBlue at the time 3.2% unemployment in New York. This is 19 years ago, and that we also would never get the customers in New York to love us. We've got millions of loyal customers.
I think you proved them wrong.
Yeah, we're
talking with Ann Rhodes. She's one of the keynote speakers here at the Great Game of Business Annual Gathering of Games Conference in Dallas. Her book is Built on Values, forward by Stephen Covey. That's not bad. You got to write something pretty powerful to get Mr. Covey to write a forward. The subtitle of the book is Creating an Enviable Culture Like Southwest and JetBlue That Outperforms the Competition. You also have a company called People Inc. It's at peopleinc.com. Tell us about that.
So in 1999, I decided that we should create a company that would play forward all of these things that we've learned in working for great cultures. And so the first thing we did was we were asked by David Neeleman to come, and I was asked to be one of the founding executives of JetBlue and put the model into place in a place like New York and an airline. So we took the company to New York and we went inside the company and built JetBlue and formed what today is the culture. At Southwest, I came after the culture was started, but I got to impact it. But here we got to create it. And so People Inc. went and created, the team went to New York and created a very unique culture. With all the learnings from Southwest and then some things we had read about Jack Stack's book, all the things that had influenced what I believe is creating a great values-based organization. So today we do it for various companies in all industries. We have a huge healthcare practice. But we literally talk to people about building a culture around values, behaviors that impacts performance. Just like Jack, I believe the culture, good cultures, impact performance. Of course, culture can impact it either way, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, that's right. There was no value to that. That's you better right. be important. You that's add right. the positive or the negative.
Yeah, absolutely. And you definitely are a pioneer, especially from the female perspective. So I've done a lot of research on this and women on paid boards. It's still very lacking. Women in leadership, and there's some great potentials that could get there. What do you think it is? And I think there's companies want to embrace that more. So how do we bridge that gap?
So I believe women attract women. So, for instance, I'm on the Regis organization. It's a hair salon. We own hair salons all over the world. We have 40-plus thousand employees. We have 52 brands. And I got on the board after I finally resigned from Southwest. At JetBlue's board, after 15 years, I decided they needed new blood. But anyhow, I serve on Regis's board. I served on Restoration Hardware, P.F. Chang's. I've been on 4 public boards and 20 private boards.
You are 45% of all the women serving on board.
Well, what's so funny is I bring women on the board.
Yes.
So when I was on the JetBlue board, we actually brought 2 more women on the board. 3 women out of 9 directors.
Yeah. Wow.
We won awards for
it's,
it. But
it's
it
not enough, but,
no,
but at
it's
the time
not enough.
It was
it's
a breakthrough.
Not enough. However, I don't think for the sake of having a woman, we should put them on the boards either. I think what boards should be is composed of talent that hits all the areas that are impacted in an organization. So, for instance, at Regis, we needed someone who was a techie, who really understood technology and social media. And we brought Virginia Angambao, who is from my board at JetBlue. We got her into JetBlue, and now I brought her to Regis. I do think when women are on boards, they tend to have that set of people that they know would be great on the board that have
yes.
the talent,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like doing anything for the sake of having a woman or having a diverse board.
It's not about tokenism.
It's not about tokenism
right.
because that doesn't work.
Yes.
And in fact, it really sets them up to fail. So
oh, yeah.
I totally do not believe in that.
I want to go back to something you said earlier about Jack Stack, Great Game, and millennials. You know, I look at what Jack has created and I think, in a way, he was just 35 years before his time, right? Because what he created is so perfect for what we hear are the characteristics of the millennial generation. And isn't it uncanny that it's been here all along?
Right.
And this is really a generation that can embrace it. Can you kind of look back and see an evolution of us as a workforce that makes what millennials want today make sense, given where we've been and how we got here?
Oh, I have always thought that what they want is what every employee has wanted for forever. They're just more vociferous about it.
They have the courage to ask for it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think we've always wanted to have impact. We've always wanted to be part of building a great culture within an organization. I think we give credit to millennials when, in fact, I think they are like many generations of workers. We wanted to participate in the company. We want to know what's going on. We want truthful dialogue, transparency. I don't think that's new. I think it's new that we're talking about it finally because the millennials are talking about it a lot.
Oh,
and frankly, they can move. The other thing is it's an environment where they don't think they have to stay somewhere
yes.
5, 10, 15, 20 years.
Right.
They are
going to
walk.
Months.
We have to keep them engaged
yes.
if we want to keep good players.
Yep, perfect place to end this. Ann Rose, we could talk all day long. President of People, Inc., built on values. The foreword of the book by Stephen Covey. Amazing, the late, great
yeah.
Stephen
Get
Covey.
The book.
Thanks,
Fantastic.
Man.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic book.
Appreciate it.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Transformation, moving from the ordinary to the extraordinary. And wait till we dive into this. You are going to love it. So pay attention. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So the title is great. I mean, it really grabs you. I'm just going to ask the broad question first. How do we truly move from the ordinary to the extraordinary?
It's about relinquishing our egos, not only our psychological ego, but also our spiritual ego. And they come into existence because we all experience emotional wounds and traumas, whether minor or greater. And in the process of doing that, the egos form. Now, the egos do have a useful function. They protect us from doing destructive or stupid things. But on the other hand, they can limit us and keep us from expanding and growing. And life is meant to be joyful. We're meant to walk the path of joy. And in doing that, we have to learn how to relinquish the ego so that we can begin the process of moving forward to creating our lives as masterpieces of joy.
This is powerful stuff. And, you know, walking the path of joy, anyone listening to this, I guarantee, who doesn't want to do that? And it's a tough thing to do, to relinquish the ego. And you said it, you need it for protection in certain ways, but to walk that joy, that path of joy, you have to relinquish it. So give us some tips or some ideas on how we can start to do that.
Well, part of the process is to learning how to be still and go within. We live hectic and busy lives, and our mind likes to fill itself with all kinds of chatter and thoughts. And we also, we find diversions in things like television and the like. And what we have to learn how to do is to just go silently within and begin to contemplate our lives, what's going right, what's going wrong, and how we can change things. And then in certain cases, we have to begin to explore all the healing technology that's available to us, whether it's self-help books, getting into some kind of counseling or therapy, or finding a religious tradition that emphasizes the positive and not is fear-based and negative. And in doing those things, we begin to learn how to let go of the ego and the negative aspects of the ego and begin to walk a path of joy. With our current technology and availability on the internet especially, the thoughts and ideas that were once allowed for a select few are now available to all of us. And if you're guided, you can find things that will help you to move forward. And since there are no coincidences in life, you're able to find the path that you're directed to begin the process of doing this.
And we're speaking with Eric Alsterberg. The book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. You are, I'm sure, going to rush out and pick this up when you're listening to this and talking about hanging on to. That's why I said this is such a great topic, subject, et cetera, and it's been your life's work, and you've seen this in dealing with people. If you can just get there, it really is. It really does open up everything to you, right? Because you know how to get through whatever the hurdles are that are thrown your way when you can walk that path of joy, right?
Yes. And the process helps guide you even further to moving forward. So as I go forward in the book, I talk about how to relinquish the ego and truly walk the spiritual path. And the spiritual path is complete forgiveness, and most importantly of yourself, complete non-judgment, and unconditional love. And although those sound very simple, they're actually very hard to do. But it is possible to do it. And in doing that, you really begin to manifest that path of joy that we're talking about.
Yeah, and you talk about non-judgment, and that's one of the harder things, isn't it? Because of the world we live in, because of how we are raised and how we look at things through whatever lens that is. Part of that is, isn't it, going back and just relinquishing, like you said, forgiving yourself and just letting go of all of that fear?
It is, and it's amazing in working with my clients, the thing that they find the hardest to do is to forgive themselves. So one of the dangers with our egos is that we continually punish ourselves and feel that we have fallen short. And in fact, if you understand God and unconditional love, he's already forgiven us. So in our ego, we say, well, God's forgiven us, but we can't forgive ourselves. And that's the furthest from the truth.
So somebody starts on this journey, and you said it, you've worked with so many people and you've seen this over the years. Is that what drove you to write the book? Because you knew, hey, I've got this key and it's all coming together. To me, it's like you're a great puzzler and you've put the pieces together. Does it feel like that? Is that why you really wanted to share this with everyone?
It is. And part of it was as I increasingly walked the metaphysical path as well as the work I do with clients, I began to put all together the thoughts about this and give people the idea about how they may do it for themselves as well.
What do you think is that, and you talked about it, whether it's self-help books, and of course the stillness is so important, and the various specific tools in doing this that you talk about in your book, but what do you think is the first thing that someone really has to do as they try to decide, okay, how am I going to tackle this?
Well, the first step is just to be honest with yourself that life isn't always gone as well as we'd like, and that we get trapped in defensive systems and ways of thinking that interfere with our ability to move forward. And so we live lives of quiet misery rather than seeing that there really is the possibility to move forward and create joy in our lives. A great example is when we have that first rejection in our teen years of our first love. And so we make a decision at the ego level that we're never going to trust anybody again and never let anybody get that close to us. And so we stay trapped in that quiet misery rather than seeing that taking a risk and really truly finding and experiencing love, no matter what the outcome may be, is really the way to go. And so as we learn how to do that, to take risks, to take chances, to climb that mountain, we begin to see that we really can have a much better lifestyle for ourselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned this in talking about that with you, too. You've really opened up a lot of doors through the metaphysical path. And it's interesting because more people are starting to gravitate toward this. I think a long time ago, decades ago, there was somewhat a hesitancy for some people. But why is that such a great way to go?
Because what you realize is that there's a larger truth and a larger reality than what our five senses say exists and what the collective consciousness, which is now shifting, by the way, says is reality. So as people have learned to experience deja vu experiences, as they've learned to experience seeing somebody in a crowd and feeling like they know them and that person looks at you like you know them, and when you start to see near-death experiences being recounted, all these things lend themselves to a larger reality that we can begin to tap into. And that's where the relinquishing of the spiritual ego becomes very helpful as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. I'm wondering, because right away I'm thinking about a sequel. Are you planning a sequel?
I am. I've already been formulating some ideas about how we can then further take this relinquishing of our egos into a more spiritual path of life and into different levels of consciousness. We live in a world that believes in a 3D consciousness, and in reality, there's other levels of consciousness, and we can begin to move into those as well and more walk the spiritual path and experience what it is to be truly aligned with our God self, our higher self.
Wow. I can't wait for that, I got to tell you. But this book is phenomenal. What do you hope people take away from this, Eric?
That they really begin to understand and see that there's more to life, that they can really begin to walk a pathway of joy and experience life at higher and higher levels of happiness and joy. What I do in the book is I talk about learning how to create balance in our lives, how to heal ourselves at all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that there's really a real masculinity, that it's important for the return of the feminine in our lives, and how to have healthier relationships. And I also have a chapter on the sacred responsibility of parenting, because I think that's the most important job in the world, is being a parent.
Absolutely, I agree. Pick up the book, Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. Eric Alsterberg, my pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts,
preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.